The cancer marker test is one of the universal methods of cancer diagnosis. It is used to determine the type and stage of cancer, its grade, the tumor's response to treatment, the choice of medication and monitoring of remission. In this article, we will tell you more about what parameters doctors most often check when testing for cancer markers, explain what they mean and answer common questions from our patients. What are cancer markers? Cancer markers normal values. Cancer markers are proteins or other organic elements whose presence in the body often indicates a cancerous process. Tumor markers can be compounds secreted by the tumors themselves or those produced by the immune system in response to disease. Cancer markers can be found in various tissues of the body, blood, urine, feces, etc. In addition, cancer cells themselves can spread through the body, which carries important diagnostic information for doctors. By isolating them, it is possible to detect specific cancer mutations and select modern treatments such as targeted therapies. Some cancer markers are associated with a single type of cancer, while others may indicate several different cancers. Medical protocols used in foreign clinics prescribe a thorough diagnosis of the entire body when elevated levels of cancer markers are detected. Regular checkups can give a chance to detect cancer in its early stages, when its treatment is the most effective and safest. Cancer markers are often measured during cancer treatment to monitor the effectiveness of the drugs. Because this procedure is safe and painless, it can often be performed without risk to the patient and produces reliable results. Up to 40% of cancer patients who seek a second opinion come in initially misdiagnosed. If they had not contacted another doctor in time, it could have cost them their health or even their lives. Mediglobus can help you find an experienced oncologist for a face-to-face or online consultation. To contact us, click the button below and leave your contact information. What cancer markers should I take during a cancer diagnosis? Hundreds of different cancer marker tests are used in medicine. When diagnosing a disease, the doctor will select a test based on the type of cancer suspected from the symptoms and other tests. If the type of disease has already been established, there are specific protocols indicating which cancer marker tests to take. Most often, patients are interested in a set of cancer marker tests for men or women. It is aimed at detecting common cancers among a specific age and sex group. A list of common cancer markers for women: chorion gonadotropin, HCG. Cancer antigen CA125, beta human chorionic gonadotropin, beta HCG. Alpha fetoprotein, AFP. Inhibin. Estradiol, E2. Carcinoembryonic antigen, CEA. Squamous cell carcinoma antigen, SCC. List of common cancer markers for men: prostate-specific antigen, PSA. Prostatic acid phosphatase, PAP. Cancer antigen CA125, CA19-9, CA5-3, CA27-29. Carcinoembryonic antigen, CEA. Alpha fetoprotein, AFP. Chorion gonadotropin, HCG. Lactate dehydrogenase, LDH. Neuron specific inhalase, NSE. Bladder tumor marker studies. For the selection of targeted therapies, foreign clinics routinely perform a standard test for cancer markers in tumor tissue, which is also sometimes called a biomarker test. It differs from the standard cancer marker test in that it searches for specific genetic mutations rather than proteins. This is related to the mechanism of action of targeted therapies, as these drugs look for mutations on the surface of cells to distinguish healthy cells from cancerous cells. In addition, a biomarker test is done to determine whether hormone therapy is indicated for a cancer patient. This can be an effective treatment for conditions such as breast or prostate cancer. In some cases, such as if a surgical biopsy is contraindicated for a patient, doctors can check biomarkers by blood tests. To do this, Special tests are carried out to catch microparticles of cancer cells from the bloodstream and analyze them. Such tests can detect up to 324 mutations associated with cancers such as non-small cell lung cancer, breast cancer, melanoma, etc. Home pregnancy tests measure HCG levels in the blood. Some men with testicular cancer may have elevated levels of this hormone, which may result in a positive pregnancy test. This method is not an alternative to laboratory tests, as it can show a false negative result. However, it does serve as a warning sign and a reason to see a specialist. The media knows of more than one case in which cancer in men was accidentally detected in this way. What are the normative cancer marker values? It is important to remember that cancer marker normative values can vary depending on the manufacturer of the test used. In addition, normal protein levels differ between people of different ages, which is particularly true for markers used to diagnose gynecological cancer. Abnormal levels of tumor markers can also occur in benign processes, inflammatory diseases, and pregnancy. The obtained results of the analysis for cancer markers should not be taken as a sentence, because without additional diagnostics and comprehensive evaluation by a doctor, they are not indicative. Below are some of the most common indicators. Type of cancer marker for which cancers it may be elevated. Normal cancer marker levels which non-oncological diseases may elevate the levels. CA-125 may be elevated in ovarian cancer and other gynecological cancers. Normal cancer marker levels, less than 46 units, ml. Which non-oncological diseases may elevate the levels. Pregnancy, menstruation, endometriosis, ovarian cysts, fibroids, pelvic inflammatory disease, pancreatitis, cirrhosis, hepatitis, peritonitis, pleural effusion, after surgery or paracentesis. HE4 may be elevated in ovarian cancer, endometrial cancer. Normal cancer marker levels, less than 85 ml/L. Which non-oncological diseases may elevate the levels? Age, renal failure, benign gynecological tumors. CA-72-4 may be elevated in gastric, pancreatic, colorectal, breast and ovarian cancers. Normal cancer marker levels, less than 46 units, ml. Which non-oncological diseases may elevate the levels? Benign gynecological tumors and GI diseases. CA-242 may be elevated in pancreatic cancer, adenocarcinomas, risk of metastasis. Normal cancer marker levels, less than 20.0 units/ml/1. Which non-oncological diseases may elevate the levels? Benign tumors of the liver, pancreas and gallbladder. S-100 may be elevated in breast cancer, lung cancer, melanoma and soft tissue sarcomas. Normal cancer marker levels, less than 0.10 micrograms/L. Which non-oncological diseases may elevate the levels? Liver and kidney disease. CA-19-9 may be elevated in pancreatic cancer. Normal cancer marker levels, less than 30 units, ml. Which non-oncological diseases may elevate the levels? Pancreatitis, ulcerative colitis, inflammatory bowel disease, inflammation or blockage of the bile duct, thyroid disease, rheumatic arthritis. HER2 may be elevated in breast, bladder, pancreatic, ovarian and gastric cancers. Normal cancer marker levels, less than 20.9 nanograms/ml. Which non-oncological diseases may elevate the levels? Misinterpretation of test results. HCG may be elevated in ovarian, prostate, breast, lung cancer. Normal cancer marker levels, less than 5 mu/ml in women, less than 2 mu/ml in men. Which non-oncological diseases may elevate the levels? During pregnancy, normative values increase according to the term pregnancy, marijuana use, hypogonadism, cirrhosis of the liver, inflammatory bowel disease, duodenal ulcers. PSA may be elevated in prostate cancer. Normal cancer marker levels under age 50 less than 2.5 nanograms/ml, under age 60 less than 4.0 nanograms/ml. Which non-oncological diseases may elevate the levels? Benign prostatic hypertrophy, nodular prostatic hyperplasia, prostatitis, prostate trauma, inflammation, ejaculation. AFP may be elevated in liver cancer, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, renal cell carcinoma. Normal cancer marker levels, 10 to 20 nanograms/ml for adults. Which non-oncological diseases may elevate the levels? Pregnancy, hepatitis, cirrhosis, inflammatory bowel disease. Beta 2 microglobulin may be elevated in multiple myeloma, some types of leukemia, lymphoma. Normal cancer marker levels, blood, 0.70 to 1.80 micrograms/ml, urine, less than or equal to 300 micrograms/ml, cerebrospinal fluid, 0 to 2.4 mg/ml. Which non-oncological diseases may elevate the levels? Kidney disease, hepatitis. Chromogranine, CGA, may be elevated in neuroendocrine tumors, carcinoid tumors, neuroblastoma. Normal cancer marker levels, less than 93 nanograms/ml. Which non-oncological diseases may elevate the levels? Proton pump inhibitors, drugs prescribed to reduce stomach acid in gastritis. If you are not sure if the diagnosis you have received is correct, you can consult a foreign doctor. You will send the results of the tests performed in the laboratory at home and the doctor will clarify the diagnosis, treatment or prescribe additional tests. How do I prepare for a cancer marker test? Most cancer marker tests are non-invasive and do not require special preparation. The levels of some cancer markers may be related to a woman's menstrual cycle. When prescribing the test, the doctor will specify on which day they should be taken. It is preferable to allow 4 hours after the last meal before the test. It is recommended to give blood in the morning, between 8 and 11 hours, and avoid food overload the day before. Alcohol intake should be avoided on the eve of the test. Do not smoke for a minimum of 1 hour before the study. Exclude physical and emotional overload on the eve of the study. Laboratories may use different types of analyses to measure cancer markers, so the results may not be comparable. When undergoing a series of examinations, it is preferable that all tests are performed using the same type of test at the same laboratory. Frequently asked questions about cancer marker testing. Can chemotherapy cause cancer markers to rise? Chemotherapy can cause a temporary increase in cancer marker levels. This is because the treatment causes cancer cells to die quickly and release large amounts of measurable proteins. Can the CA125 cancer marker rise in pregnant women? The CA125 protein can indeed rise during the first trimester of pregnancy, but not to levels typical of ovarian cancer. How reliable are cancer markers? In the past, cancer marker testing has been widely used in checkups as the primary method of cancer detection. However, recent studies by independent scientific organizations show that such tests may sometimes not detect cancer in genuinely ill patients or may give false positive results. Therefore, people who are at risk, such as patients in remission, are advised to undergo more thorough and comprehensive tests. Several new alternatives to cancer marker tests are under development. The preliminary accuracy of these tests is 65 to 83%. Can cancer markers be normal in cancer? Yes, some patients can have normal cancer marker test results even when cancer is present. This is why a battery of tests is used for diagnosis. Some cancers do not produce tumor markers that are detectable in the blood. Other cancers have no known cancer markers. Do cancer markers always show cancer? No, not always. For example, Non-cancerous diseases can sometimes cause levels of certain cancer markers to rise. Also, not all people with a certain type of cancer will have elevated levels of protein associated with that cancer. Therefore, measurements of circulating cancer markers are usually combined with the results of other tests, such as biopsy or imaging, to diagnose cancer. Advantages of seeking a cancer marker test abroad. Modern laboratories certified by international health standards monitoring organizations. They use quality cancer marker test kits and get fast results. The expertise of experienced oncologists. Clinics that specialize in cancer treatment hold boards of oncologists to make a diagnosis and choose a treatment plan. Patients can get the opinion of experts with more than 20 years of experience in treating their particular type of cancer. Advantageous checkup packages for comprehensive health diagnostics, prevention of serious diseases, and control of cancer in remission. Foreign clinics offer different packages depending on the gender and age of the patient and the risk of specific diseases. How reliable are cancer markers? Individualization of treatment. Thanks to genetic analysis of tumor tissue, doctors at foreign clinics can more accurately tailor chemotherapy and targeted therapy drugs to treat cancer. This increases the chance that the tumor will respond to the medication. Cancer treatment can often require long hospital stays. Foreign hospitals have comfortable deluxe rooms, caring staff, and special facilities for people with limited mobility. This reduces the stress of undergoing treatment and allows you to concentrate fully on your recovery.